Revelation Revealed, Part 4, Section 57, Introduction to Revelation, Chapters 17 and 18. Chapters 17 and 18 are about the fall of Babylon. Right away, Bible teachers are divided whether to understand this Babylon as symbolic or literal, meaning a literal city. I believe it is a literal city, especially because of Revelation 16:19 basically says it's a literal city. So I accept that to be the case. If we believe Babylon to be spiritual or symbolic, then we've got to believe that Jerusalem, even the New Jerusalem as seen in the book of Revelation, is symbolic. We can't have one city symbolic and one city literal. Babylon throughout the Bible has been a literal place. It began in Genesis 10, or at least the first mention of it is in Genesis 10, when Nimrod built the Tower of Babel. Babel, or Babel, became Babylon. Nimrod was the first recorded leader of an empire. His wife's name was Ishtar, and really that's where we get our English word Easter. You might want to think about that for a bit. From Ishtar, the first known religion was birthed. After Nimrod died, she had a son named Tammuz. Now, she claimed that Tammuz had no earthly father. He was divinely placed within her womb and gave birth, basically like the birth of Jesus. I would suggest, obviously, this is satanic replication. Anyway, after Nimrod died, Ishtar claimed that he became the sun god, Tammuz became the moon god, and thus the Babylonian religion was birthed. Nimrod, who Ishtar called the sun god, evolved into Baal, and we know Baal was worshipped throughout the Old Testament. Ezekiel 8:14 tells us that Jewish women were worshipping Tammuz in the temple, and this really disturbed God. Now, the two major cities in the whole Bible are Babylon and Jerusalem. Babylon is mentioned 287 times. It is symbolized as the city of man, while Jerusalem is symbolized as the city of God. And for that reason, some people believe Babylon in Revelation 17 and 18 should be a symbolic Babylon. Again, I believe it to be a literal city representing a literal empire, and that is the Antichrist's empire. And I do believe the Antichrist will relocate his capital city from where, I don't know, but to Babylon. Babylon today is a suburb of another city in Iraq, which is a tourist site today. Saddam Hussein developed it during the 1990s, but I believe someday it will be developed even more and will end up to be the capital of the Antichrist kingdom. Now, within the prophetic futurist camp, it is also divided. Some people believe we have Babylon in two aspects here. 17 is the fall of religious Babylon. 18 is the fall of secular Babylon. I don't really see it that way. I just see it as one Babylon, and I will explain that later as I get into the text. One thing is important. If we can understand from these two chapters and a little bit from chapter 16 who the prostitute is, who the beast is, and who Babylon is, then we can have a good understanding of these two pretty debated chapters.